99.9 Radio USA. Why don't we just dance? That is Josh Turner. It's 6:49, and we're at 43 degrees in Grand Rapids. The temp has certainly dropped in Grand Rapids in the last hour or so. 37 degrees in Hibbing, and it's time for the Weird News. Yeah, the Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A California man got two life sentences in one day, courtesy of the judge who sentenced him to spend the rest of his days behind bars. He then immediately performed a wedding ceremony in which he promised to spend those days hitched to his girlfriend. Judge Patricia Crookson threw the book at Dane Desbrow, slapping him with a sentence of 53 years to life for the 2003 murder, during which it was much publicized trial. It drew the attention of Destiny Winters, who he had dated in high school. Well, they reconnected as witnesses presented evidence to his heinous crime. She accepted his proposal of marriage 2 weeks later. Well, after consigning Desbro to the big house, Judge Cookston helped him take his vows to love, honor, and obey his bride, and they even served up cake made by the bride herself to celebrate the big day. Hopefully there was no file in the cake. Yeah. How about this one? A California man could be forgiven for saying that something smelled a little funny about his drug possession bust since he was found guilty on pot charges simply because he was carrying cash that had the aroma of marijuana. But they never found any marijuana. William David Bush was pulled over for speeding, and when cops approached his car, they described a strong odor of marijuana, but they didn't find any in the vehicle. Just $47,000 in cash that reeked of marijuana. The officers found some other suspicious items, including a stash of receipts for items that could be used in the growing of a pot crop, so they arrested him. Bush didn't help his own case, though. He gave conflicting stories about the source of the cash, including saying that it was a gift from his mom. So a jury did find him guilty, and he faces 4 years in prison. They never found any pot, though. And one more for you this morning. Two Tennessee women ended up escalating their beef by getting into a physical altercation that ended with them throwing beef and, shall we say, personal liquid at each other. Tamara Sterling got into a fight with an unidentified woman at a club on Saturday night, and then she showed up at her home the next morning, knocked on the door, and doused her with a cup of urine that she had brought along. Well, the woman decided to fire back, tossing a roast beef that she'd been cooking at Sterling, and that launched a full-on brawl. Cops were called to the scene, and they arrested Sterling despite her insistence that she was acting in self-defense, and witnesses blamed her for the fight. So that's just weird. That's why we call it the Weird News, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia.
Time to get ready to haul the big buck back to the shack.